You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you. Anytime I come to the airwaves, I am coming specifically and intentionally with the intention to speak to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence. I am the one to remind us that our lives are our gifts, and there is nothing that we will ever have that is greater than who and what we already are, but naked. We're in a place and space where we cannot be so glib about our having the right to die. We cannot continue to exalt the lies that we're supposed to be dying from something. We cannot be in a place and space where we expect to be taken seriously or respected as intelligent people when we're killing ourselves on a daily basis by feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, white sugar, all this carbonated beverages, alcohol, cigarettes, and all of this stuff. And it is the foundation of that which is creating all of your high blood pressure, your obesity, your diabetes, your sarcoidosis, your lupus, and all of the other diseases that we did not have 30 years ago, 35 years ago, 40 years ago. And all of the cancers that we now have, we are literally drowning in a sea of sickness, illness, and disease because it is an agenda that has been perpetuated for decades now that is genocide. And when you are under the auspices of those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth to the degree to which they will create, produce, promote products that offer absolutely no nutritive substance whatsoever, provide us with all manners of artificial this and artificial that, creating artificial people, then understand that you, if you really care to live, have to be very intensely intentional about living. You cannot be glib about it. You cannot take your breath and your life for granted and feel as though because your heart has been beating all of this time that it will continue to beat when you have been attacking it. Before it starts attacking you, you need to get a grip and come to a point and place where you make a decision to honor your body temple, to honor the intelligence that beats your heart and that breathes you, and to understand that you were designed by an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And it was never the will of existence for us to be in such a hell of a mess in terms of so much degradation and defamation and starvation and warfare and violation and incarceration and all of these other situations and circumstances, because those of you who are these points of absolute and supreme intelligence have not exalted a full life's urge to function in the harmony of the truth of the all that you are as absolute and supreme intelligences. So you get what you ask for. The agenda is to make sure that we are asking for money and jobs and things that are temporal and temporary, corporal, and part of the corporate agendas to make sure that you have things. You understand? Now, to work every day on behalf of things, to move in a place and space where you're always buying, bartering, selling, and creating more things to the detriment of yourself, puts you in a vibration where after all of that, you would have nothing of yourself left. And the game is over at that point. Why? Because that game is death. And that's the agenda under a world-conquering rampage to make sure that we're divided and conquered, divided within the very cells of our being. And in order for us to have leverage over a system of oppression, suppression, devastation, violation, Satanism and Luciferianism and the corporate entities and deities of death that feel as though they have the right to put anything out on the marketplace because they are practicing this laissez-faire, let the buyer beware, and feel no degree of high ethic or morality to make sure that that which they're producing is actually substantial and adds to the benefit and to the overall wholeness and health and wellness of those who would consume it. In the now moment in which we're living, those of us who are coming into maturity, we should be mature enough to understand that our duty, obligation, and responsibility in being is to exalt a full life's urge to function as all other intelligences function. And we want to be considered God's star pupils here, you know, and think that we have a greater intelligence than all these other beings. But these other beings are intelligent enough not to be killing themselves. They're intelligent enough to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing to undermine themselves. They know their food. They excrete their waste. They know their kind. They perpetuate themselves. And they respond appropriately when they sense that their lives are being threatened. And those of you who are skating on thin ice, one foot in the grave and the other foot on a banana peel, as they say, because you're smoking tobacco and Black and Milds and BDs and cigarettes and things, even the natural, so-called natural tobacco, as if your lungs can handle that, as if you're made of something other than flesh and blood, as if somebody else designed you and you're not going to be completely accountable to the laws of life. But our lungs are the organs of our spirit. When we burn our lungs, no matter what you're smoking consistently over time, you are interrupting your natural relationship with your breath. And it is our breath that actually maintains and sustains that. It is not that which they refer to as food. We've already had ones that have come and shown us that you can live without food or water. In the right mind of realizing who and what you truly are, that as intelligences of existence, food is not a requisite. What we have to come to grips with is that food is the tool of oppression. That which we come to understand is food. But our purpose in being is not as human eaters. Our purpose and duty and obligation in being is to exalt a full life's urge. It's to really uncover, self-discover, self-realize, and harmonize with the laws of existence so that our lives are fulfilling our evolutionary responsibility, duty, and obligation to be immortalizing and harmonizing with the absolute truth of that which we indeed are as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And we're on the planet to serve its purposes. We're on the planet for the express responsibility of being the progenitor and the perpetuator of our lineages. To the glory of our lineages, not to the detriment. Each generation ideally should become more refined and more defined and more aligned with that which is the will of existence and the intent of the intelligence of existence that has imbued so much of itself in our lineages, in our DNA. But this garbage that they have as food in the marketplace and whatnot is detrimental to us because it puts us on a DNA lockdown. It creates genetic mutation. Instead of us passing forward the greatness of the lineages that we are, and instead of our being able to naturally unfold and self-realize in the greatness of that and who we really are, we are degenerating. The older you get, the sicker you're becoming, to your own detriment. And what is happening is that over time, the accumulation as well as the contraindication of the nitrates, trites, the BHA, the BHT, all of these preservatives, the pesticide, herbicide, larvicide residues that are embedded in the meat that you eat. And even if you gave up pork 30 years ago and you gave up beef 10 years ago and now you're just eating fish and chicken, you are literally still on the path of death. And that's what my programming and my messaging is about, is to get us to realize that that's the trick, that is the devil's way, that is the devil's food, that is the game, that is the agenda, that is what genocide is about, is to make sure that those of us who are the children of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, is that we are not living godly. We are not consciously exalting a full life's urge. We do things to undermine ourselves. We feel entitled to be wronged, entitled to be wicked, because we have bought that lie that our nature is sinful. And if we don't consciously care to correct as a result of the religious training, the miseducation, the socialization and cultivation and culturalization that we have gotten towards being in the state of adulteration from the time that we were stamped adult at 21. That means that we knew shame, game, blame, guilt, and all of those things that whittle away at your own degrees of self-worthiness, self-deservedness, and really put you in a vibration where you know and understand that you're a child of God, because you don't feel godly. After a while, you feel terrible. You've got things that's resting with your spirit that don't need to be there. But it's there, and a lot of times we don't get over it. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that when you really care to be completely healed, you can be completely healed. When you are in a place and space where you really want to maximize and optimize every day and live fully, then you can do that. There is nothing and nobody that can keep you from that which you are truly desirous of. The issue is getting you to the point where you are fully desirous of the best and the wealth of yourself, as opposed to you just settling for food, clothing, shelter, and a little entertainment and some mobility. A little sex here and there, orgasm every now and again. Don't hurt nobody. So you're in a vibration now where you have to realize that our whole orientation in this life has been disoriented. We're disoriented as to what life really is. But life is an everlasting reality. And we see it. We see the cycles of life, particularly those of us who are living in North America, because we are beyond just having a dry season and a rainy season and it's hot all the time. We're experiencing severe cold, severe hot, severe drought, flooding, all kinds of things, because we have not understood the karmic debt that is to be fulfilled by America as a result of the inception of its foundation on the annihilation of our indigenous families. Just because time has passed doesn't mean that there is no backlash to having eliminated those who were indigenous to this planet, who have, or to this continent. You understand that we cannot talk about how great we are as a nation of people, and we still have so much racism as a foundation, where Europeans feel like they're so much more entitled to everything when they came from other place and other space, and perpetuating all kinds of foolishness, sickness, illness, stupidity, and whatnot under this lie of white supremacy. I mean, we really got to get a grip and understand that, no, everybody is animated by an absolute and supreme intelligence. Everybody needs to be in a place where we love our lives and we love all of life and we respect all of life and we will honor and respect the right of other beings to have their lives. Nobody has been commissioned by that intelligence that we refer to as God to be manipulators, bastardizers, incarcerators, and violators of other ones to an erroneous prophet. How could you think? And I guess that's the issue. You're not really thinking. To think that you can work towards the detriment of other ones for money. It's not possible. And that's why you see the world economies falling. Spain and Portugal and all of the ones that participated in the Atlantic slave trade and all of this, they are catching pure hell. You understand? So it's not like you could just keep printing more money and keep printing more money, and the wickedness of the people is not going to be the detriment of the people themselves. American government doesn't have to worry about terrorists. You understand? The fact that they work towards killing their own populace is the issue that they will soon cease to exist. It has nothing to do with other ones trying to deny us freedom or whatever. The issue is that being under a system of oppression and corporate entitlement to work towards the detriment of the people themselves, as if their own children are not going to feel the brunt of that. You understand, for those who work for Monsanto's and those who work for the pharmaceutical industries and all of these other ones, to think that you can be gainfully employed in eking out a livelihood that is in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death, but it's not going to affect your children and your grandchildren. That is the epitome of stupidity. There is absolute law that governs our lives, and if you are truly interested in really prospering, if you are truly interested in experiencing the fullness of the abundance of life itself and the wealth of life itself and all of the nice polished wood, metal, and stone that somebody polished and did what they did so that we could appreciate it, you understand, you would really not be working towards the detriment of anything and anybody, particularly yourself. And it's like we want to be able to talk about all these other things. People say, oh, well, sister, you know why they not supporting you? It's because you talking about the same thing you always been talking about. We tired of hearing it. But y'all ain't tired of hearing the lies. You ain't tired of the foolishness. You ain't tired of the garbage and the bullshit. Right. You ain't tired of that, but you tired of hearing the truth, right? Why? Because you love the lies so much. Let's get real. And those of you who tune in consistently and you realize that the more you are really internalizing it and you are really getting serious about your own commitments to being serious in your loving life and understanding that you were told to love the Creator with your whole body, heart, mind, and soul, the more that you are caring to implement the tidbits of light and love and truth and wisdom that you are receiving and your spirit is acknowledging, then no, you hear that over these years I have grown and I've matured and the conversation is not exactly the same. Because from the year that I took off and the time I've come back, I'm consciously trying to prepare you all to realize that what you do on a daily basis is not just working towards the quality of life that you're living, but it is laying foundation for how you will be leaving the planet. And that's what's on the horizon. That's what's coming quickly, is that everybody got to get off. As a people, as a global humanity, those who are the remnants, the ascendants and the descendants of the Aboriginal, the Indigenous and the Natives, those of ones who refer to themselves as kind of human, humankind, everybody's in a place and space where we need to realize that there is purpose in existence. And that we cannot abort our purpose in existence just so we can be enthralled in sensationalism and sensuality and sexuality and materiality and perpetuating sickness, illness, disease, and death, because that's what pays. That's what our education has allowed us to participate with. Everybody wants their children to go to college. But the world is not being ruined by illiterate people. Illiterate people are not the ones who are manufacturing guns and bombs and biogenetic warfare and whatnot. Illiterate people are not the problem. It's having an education that really did not properly prepare you to fulfill duty, obligation, and responsibility that is harmonious with the purposes of existence, as has been articulated by the intelligence of existence for thousands and thousands of years. So we can't just arrive on the ship of Mother Earth, this intergalactic spaceship, and think that we can live differently in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, and disease than those generations who had sense enough not to be working towards sickness, illness, and disease, and think that we are a greater one. We're not. We are being literally put in a place where you're being removed from the planet. The exodus is on. You got thousands and thousands of people dying on a daily basis from aneurysms, strokes, heart attacks, surgeries that have gone bad, all of this stuff, and many of them are dying just because they have been feeding off of this garbage that is called food that is not able to be processed by the body. So it has just been storing and storing and fermenting and putrefying and whatnot, so that the spirit of the person had to be evicted from the body because the body was overwhelmed and overwrought with filth. And then those who are in the trauma centers, or what you all refer to, the hospitals, they do not know enough to put you on an expeditious program to facilitate the cleansing of your body temple so that you are able to really, you know, intake real nutrients and regenerate yourself. And so they're under the illusion that there are all of these diseases with which there are no cures, when the only thing that is really wrong is that the people's bodies have been under siege with all this artificial garbage. And the remedy, if you should choose it, is to just clean up. To just clean up. If somebody picked us up, say they picked us up in buses and whatnot, and they dumped us in holes full of nothing but feces. And if we could get out of there, right, we would run somewhere to get washed up as fast as we possibly could. You understand? I mean, really, I have to be a little jarring here to give you some visual about how we need to be responding appropriately, correctly, and directly to being under siege, and having our being under siege by being filled with filth in these spacesuit body temples that we're in. So no, if we were dumped in holes full of feces, we would try our best to get out and get to some water, some soap, some vinegar, some ammonia, some something to get that stuff off of us. And I'm just saying is that you need to be that aggressive about getting yourselves cleaned up so that you have time to really live your life in the fullness of yourself. You don't want to just spend the rest of your life just trying to cleanse and cleanse so that you can die anyway, without ever having come to the quality of consciousness or having mastered yourself or having come to that degree of eldership and conscious responsibility and being able to respond consciously, correctly, absolutely in relationship to who and what you really are, glorifying and honoring the legacy of the lineages that you represent. You want to get your cleanse on as quickly as you possibly can so that you can be able to really bask in the benefit of having done the cleansing. And the benefit of it is the complete restoration of your health, the realignment of the truth of your being as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And then when you take conscious responsibility to master the laws that govern you, to really embrace the virtues of character that are consistent with who you are as this point of the presence of God, and you're forgiving and you're loving and you're walking so absolutely gratefully and appreciatively and reverently and respectfully and honorably and uncompromisingly in the intelligence of your being, then you have the opportunity to really do the work that you could do here. And some of you just don't have that kind of time unless you get aggressive about speaking your word to power and claiming your right and affirming and declaring and putting in writing your commitments to living. I commit my whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul to being whole. I commit to being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence that I am indeed already am. You get what you ask for. I'm the one to try to encourage you to ask for the fullness of yourself. Because there is nothing that man has created, particularly in the context of the moral depravity and the spiritual impoverishment that people exist now in. There's nothing that you can work for, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who and what you already are. And these people got us on the, like we're in the boxing ring and the referee got us down and they counting us out. They're not even looking at us as being a viable opponent here. And I'm saying that, no, the resurrection, the salvation, and the deliverance of us as a global family is contingent upon our being able to respond correctly, directly, appropriately, immediately, expeditiously, with a sense of urgency in this now moment, in that we will no longer be killing ourselves. And when you make that commitment to honor your life, when you make that commitment to look for a better way, when you make that commitment to knock and seek and apply yourself to fast from the flesh and the dairy and the eggs and the chicken and all of these things that Europeans are getting paid for. These are their businesses. Now they want to industrialize. They want the dairy industry. I mean, really? With 3/4 of the world's population being lactose intolerant because they're people of color, they want to make sure that dairy is available everywhere. I'm just saying, the stupidity of these people is insane. But this is what you get as a result of eating garbage. You can't think. It doesn't matter how you dress up. It don't matter what kind of degrees you got, what kind of alphabets you got in front and last of your name. That's why they need all of that, because they, in truth, do not feel inherently good about themselves without it. And then their sense of having been so educated and having been so well-read and so well-traveled and whatnot. But the bottom line, if you still sit down to a plate of the flesh of a dead animal, if you haven't eaten unless somebody dead is on it, baby, you are missing some vital components of yourself. It doesn't matter what hue of people you are. It was never the intention of the intelligence of existence to have us in a place and space where we industrialize killing, murdering, usurping, bastardizing, poisoning animals, and then feeding off of their body parts as happy meals. Really. Y'all can be as happy as you want to be killing yourself, but there's just so much time you got before you got to go. And so I'm just saying is that we have the same amount of time, and there's law that if you embrace the law, that which you will visualize, that which you will see on the screen of your eyelids when it's what's done in the dark is going to come to the light. If you will see yourself whole, if you will see yourself heal, if you imagine yourself being vibrant and doing all the things that you would love to do, if you see yourself every day reaching for life and bathing in light and being in a place and space where you are becoming all of that which you truly are as this point of the presence of the absolute, it doesn't matter what hue of people, it don't matter how wrong you've been, how low you've gone, and who was with you. None of it really matters. What really matters is what you are infusing upon the very waters of yourselves. And if you are lingering in yesterday's mistakes, inactivities, violations, and whatnot, then you will not do and accomplish what you could. But you could do much better if you would commit to being in the integrity of your being as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal, creative, dynamic, awesome presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is. And start the process of immortalization while you're on the planet. Start the process of creating your light bodies while you're in this physical body, because you're not just in the physical body. And the whole point in being here is so that we do that work. And the whole point of us being under this world-conquering rampage is that you're distracted from doing the real work, and you're just working yourselves to death, buying things to your own detriment. But there's so much light available to us now. There is so much information available to us now. We are the beneficiaries of all of that which other ones have realized, internalized, that they've given, they've served. We have books, we've got tapes, we've got all kinds of things. But even if you were born blind, deaf, and dumb, the intelligence of existence would have its way of communicating with you, and you would not have to be following all of the other ones who were blind, deaf, and dumb, even though they have their vision, even though they have their hearing, even though they have all these other things. They're blind, deaf, and dumb because, what? They will not obey the laws that govern them. And to be disobedient unto that which is your source is to disconnect from the promises and the virtues and the gifts and all of that which you were entitled to as this point of it. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with Adama, your voice of resurrection. Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so we appreciate love you for tuning in this now moment. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you are inspired enough to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with us in any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phone apps, your phones, and your radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, bless your hearts. And thank you for caring to hear the messaging and feel the frequency and the vibration. See, I love doing radio so much you don't have to pay me to do it. And so, but anytime I come to the airwaves and anytime I have opportunity to speak, I am always, always consciously seeking to inspire, to encourage, to uplift, to positively support, and to really urge us to care, to be able to respond to the global crisis that we are in with a sense of urgency in our own lives, knowing that that which we do, when we are consciously caring to align ourselves with the light that is absolutely supreme, so that that light becomes anchored within every fiber of our being to put us in a place and space where we are truly responsive in any and every now moment towards the greater good. We have the conscious intention to live fully, to love unconditionally, to be refined and defined as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself, for us to have an understanding and an understanding that that which allows us to stand is an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And it is so loving and so intelligent that it has gifted us with so much of itself. And all we have to do is commit to being in the clarity of ourselves, the truth of ourselves, the light of ourselves, the divinity of ourselves, so that we have leverage over that which creates sickness, illness, disease, death, chaos, and all of the disfrequency of dissatisfaction and discontent and disenfranchisement and all of that other stuff. We are already in the realm of eternity. And so it matters how we are centered in this life. It matters what our perceptions and our perspective is, because it colors how we respond and how we initiate and how we be. And to understand that it is in the substance of the being that we get leverage, and not just by virtue of what we do. We're in a now moment where we must, if we care to really live and we care to really thrive and we really care to be prosperous, then we have to understand the order of existence, and knowing that it is ordered. Existence is ordered by law. And we have leverage over the lawlessness, the wickedness, the sinfulness, the degradation, the despair, the dis-ease, the destruction, the degeneration, the devitalization. We get leverage over all of it when we will take the time to really consider that there is absolute truth. And when we care to apply ourselves to knowing that which is absolute truth, so that we are strengthened in our living, because we are living in the absolute truth, loving it, honoring
it, and consciously seeking ever more to be shaped and cultivated by virtue of the integrity of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that which is referred to as God, Allah, Yah, Yahuwah, Yahweh, Jehovah, whatever names we would give it. We have the duty, obligation, and responsibility to align ourselves with the order and its way that is light. Because the light is the only sovereignty possible over the ignorance, the ignorance of the law, the lawlessness, the sinfulness, the wickedness. The light is the will of existence in exalting itself as absolutely everything and everybody, and the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it is not going to destroy so much of itself over here, to exalt so much of itself over here, when it's only oneself. And this one fundamental reality that is truth is so difficult for people to embrace, because we have violation charged upon every fiber and every cell of our being. So when we feel entitled to feed off the degradation, the violation, the subjugation, the domination of other beings, to feed off their body parts, their body fluids, their progeny, then it's very difficult to exalt the oneness of existence, because the blood has already been contaminated and violated with the violation. And very few people are really reminding themselves and us that you can't work towards the detriment of other ones and not be in detriment. You cannot feel entitled to subjugate and dominate these ones and not be subjugated and dominated. Because the law is exacting, that which we do unto others shall be done unto us. And so that's where the forgiveness and the repentance and the clearing ourselves of the violations on the path of adulteration, the guilt, the shame, the blame, the low self-esteem, the lack of confidence, feeling entitled to be out of order and out of alignment, feeling that because you have to die from something, you might as well be about the business of killing yourself. We're in a now moment that requires us to really outthink that thought, to outthink all of the programming, commercialism, sublimation that has put us in a place where we're forfeiting the substance and the quality of our being, the wealth of ourselves, for nothing. There is no amount of money, no opportunities, no amount of fame or fortune, nothing that the applause of masses of sick and ill and diseased people can get you that is greater than who and what you already are, but naked. And we see so many ones who get up and go and do all of these things and then but will not do what they need to do in order to create a greater life currency, to infuse themselves with more and more life force, so that as they're maturing, they're actually refining, actually getting better, actually becoming younger cellularly, because they are in the law of the eternal, in the mindset, in the frame of referent of absolute reality. The purpose of our consciously caring to be plant-based and vegan, vegetarian is not just for the longevity. It is so that we are able to really unfold in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, that we're thinking the thought, we're speaking the words, we are actually infusing upon every atom and every cell of our being the conscious thought of our immortality as being the sons and daughters of that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And to realize that we should not be dying because we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And there are those who would continue to say, oh, but the body has to die. And I'm the one to tell you that the consciousness that is in the body lays foundation for how the cells are programmed and responding by virtue of the quality of the thought. And that it is very difficult to have exalted thought and godly thoughts and thoughts of absolute truth and reality when you have no commitment to absolute truth. And prefer to be in violation of the very laws that govern your being and feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of artificial colors, artificial flavors, NutraSweet, aspartame, white sugar, alcohol, tobacco, and all of this. When your body temple is filled with the filth and the residues of these chemicals and these organisms and these parasites and all of this mucus and toxicity, you cannot think the exalted thought to really harmonize you in the truth of your divinity because you are not accepting the order of your being. And so you have to pay attention to who you're paying attention to. If you care to have leverage under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And you hear people say all the time, there's nothing new under the sun. But the reality of it is that the sun and the earth and all of that which surrounds it is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we who have come to the earth through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, we did not come up out the earth. We came to the earth, and we should have a full living, loving experience of self-realization, self-actualization, and harmonization with the absolute reality of being in the realm of eternity, dwelling on the planet that is paradise and provides absolutely everything that we need for this earthly experience. And when it comes time to leave, we leave because we graduated the class of Earth residency in the University of Cosmic Wisdom and Conscious Immortality. We are in a now moment that requires us to care to be rightly oriented with the intelligence of existence, which takes us beyond all of the realms of nationality based upon what piece of land we may have come to. But if your whole life is focused on the earth and earthliness the entire time, then you did not properly prepare yourself for the reality that the rest of your life is lived off the earth. And so if your identity is based upon earthliness and the earth itself, what is your identity if you leave the earth? And so it matters that we have right thought. In knowing that all of life is sacred and divine. And the programming that we've received to have us in a place where we think nothing of taking other ones' lives. We think nothing of desecrating and violating our own body temples where our spirits dwell. So that when you consider that the earth is in flotation and is spinning, moving, traveling through the cosmic. And that our bodies are our space suits, particularly designed for this journey. And if you can imagine being in a spacesuit and having that spacesuit fill up with feces and urine and all manners of filth, then understand that the spirit that's in that spacesuit will soon be smothered out. But you all are not thinking about your body temples as your spacesuit. Your body temple is sacred, because all of life is sacred. And our education, our religious training, our cultivation, our socialization should have supported us in reverencing and respecting the reality of our divinity. And the divinity of all being as expression of this absolute and supreme intelligence, absolutely and supremely intelligent, to rejoice in the intelligence of its own being, whether it's the squirrels or the possums or the raccoons or the armadillos or the, it doesn't matter. All beings are intelligent enough to love their lives to the degree to which they seek out that which is necessary to maintain and sustain their lives, to perpetuate their lives. They know their food, they excrete their waste, they know their kind, and they have sense enough to respond in fleeing, flying, fighting, or being extremely frustrated and stressed out when they sense that their lives are being threatened. And so we want to be in a place and space where we are earning our rights to be continued in existence by clearing ourselves of whatever past life karma and all of the residues of being in under a system of adulteration that perpetuates our feeling entitled to be out of order and lawless. And this is the kind of mentality that creates so much of the impoverishment around the planet. It's like, what kind of mentality of people would go into the lands of other people, subjugate the people, enslave the people, have the people working to bring forward the resources that are under their soils, and then make billions of dollars with it while they impoverish the people and rape and strip the earth of its minerals and its vital substance when they depend upon the people and the earth for the wherewithal to convert that into monetary wealth and material wealth of polished wood, metal and stone, opportunity, travel, and all of that. I'm just saying is that we have to come to a point and place where we realize that the intelligence of existence exalts itself, it loves itself, it has given us the commandments to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, not to exploit them and beat them and rape them and castrate them and hang them and set them afire, poison them, and then exalt yourself as you are more supreme than the laws that govern you. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that those who are the legislators and the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood are destined for their own sickness, illness, disease, and death as a result of there being law that is foundational, inherent in existence. Just as perfection is an inherent part of existence, and this is what we should be striving for, to perfect our character in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, as the children of that which you all refer to as God. To be in a place and space where it really matters. That you are not on the fence, because there is no fence. You're either on the path of life or you're on the path of death. And to be on the path of death and not care to do anything differently is a slap in the face of God. Because you were the gift that you were given. And the responsibility and duty and obligation that we have to honor the lineages that we represent cannot take a back seat to working for a dollar for 50, 60, 70 years and leave here as dead people, having oppressed and suppressed yourself, clouded your light, subdued your initiative to strive for the virtues of character, the integrity, the high ethic, the morality, and all of that which allows you to walk with the crown of glory of having done that which you were supposed to do in exalting your life, being radiant in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence that is your gift, to be able to outthink the wicked, to be able to face it in a full faith and confidence and knowing that there is nothing that can triumph over you when you were not a detriment to yourself and you do everything you possibly can consistently, daily, to be in a wholehearted reverence and respect and appreciation and gratitude and service to life itself. For all of the time, the decades that I've lived and I've served, there have been very, very few people that I've met who really care to make sure that people are supported in understanding the perfection in being, the duty, obligation, and responsibility to cultivate consciously one's true wealth and love and light and wisdom and truth and high ethic and morality and peace, to be poised in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Most people are orienting you towards something that men have made, that which men have said in terms of education and curriculum and books and all of this. And I'm saying that we are in a now moment that requires us to really have a wholehearted, overwhelming, obsessive desire to be harmonized in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, that which is our source, that which beats our hearts, that which breathes us, that which man has nothing to do with, other than the fact that everything and everybody is of it and in it. We're in a now moment of eternity. We will always be in a now moment of eternity unless you die. And death is coming quick, and it's coming too soon for too many. Because the system in which we live perpetuates a culture that is a death culture, where it supports degradation and violation and subjugation and rape and molestation and incarceration and all of those things that allow people to have a hellacious experience, though they are dwelling in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. because their body temples are filled with that which has created blockage and obstruction of the faculties that they have been given as the children of God. We were given one life, and it is an eternal life, unless you die. And even though people say, oh, well, you have to die of something, I'm saying, no, you should not be dying at all. That if you've accepted death, you've accepted the ways of divisiveness, and you are divided within yourself, and you are a detriment to yourself, which means that you are a detriment to your children. And for those who have eyes to see, then you could be trusted to be a detriment to anything and anybody else. We're in a now moment where the laws are always working as they have always been working, and we're creating by virtue of those laws. And if we do not like what we've created, we have access to everything that we need in order to recreate so that we are perfectly pleased, perfectly pleasing, and have been completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we are walking in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And to understand there is no supremacy in wickedness and lawlessness and subjugation and violation and stupidity. There's no supremacy except in the law and the light. And the supremacy isn't over anything. It is in harmony with everything. In a oneness of love and care and appreciation and gratitude for the gift and the blessedness in being. You are already so absolutely blessed. Don't throw your blessings away. Honor yourselves, reverence and appreciate each and every breath and every beat of your heart. Learn and reach for that which enhances and increases your life currency, so that you are always maturing, always experiencing the expansiveness of consciousness as this point of an absolute and supreme presence, and the integrity and the high ethic and the morality, the sensibility, the wisdom, the peace, the poise, the light, the love, becomes radiant as it has been anchored in every fiber of your being. And everywhere you go, you are a blessing unto all, and all are blessings unto you. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of the resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.